Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to the ATRT3 leadership call on the 30th of March, 2020 at 1915 UTC. The members attending the call are Cheryl, Daniel, Pat, Sebastian, and Vanda. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie is on the call. Osvaldo sent an apology that he perhaps won't be able to join today. This call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking. And Cheryl and Pat, I'll turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Brenda. I'll grab it for now and then hand it over to Pat in a second. Pardon me, Cheryl Engenhall, for the record. I'm hoping today, and I trust Pat will agree with me, is going to be a little more than a touching base exercise. We're going to be obviously just reviewing our already fairly well established agenda for our plenary meeting on the 1st of April at 2100 UTC, and with some of those items we've been discussing for some time now, so hopefully that will be pretty much a fait accompli. So with that, I guess we need to ask if there's any statement of interest updates or not. Guessing not, or you'd have told me. Thanks, Vanda. Glad you could join us, even though you're very busy. Always appreciative of the people who can turn up to these leadership team calls. I know they're administrivia, but they are important touch points. Okay, so with that, Pat, you and I are trying to line up a time. Sorry, am I getting somebody's feedback? Okay. You and I are trying to line up a time where we can complete the drafting of the note regarding the review timeline and the delivery date. It's our intention that that should be perhaps able to be brought to the attention of the rest of the group at the plenary under and any other business item on the 1st of April, noting that somewhere between the 1st and the 5th of April would be about the time that we should be packing up off originally and sending it to the board anyway. We're still tracking okay on terms of time. Okay. Pat, does that resonate with you? And Vanda, I think your line might be open.
Wait.
Yeah, Cheryl, that's fine. That's fine with me. I'm actually looking at an initial draft right now. So yeah, so whenever we can do that as soon as possible, I'm at your, I'm available whenever you need me.
Okay. All right. So that's the status. That's an update. We're working on it is the response. But the intention is to have it as a final draft in front of the plenary on the meeting on Wednesday in any other business item. We won't put it in the agenda yet, just in case the world falls apart even further than it already is, but we'll bring it up and make it a late addition as required. Okay, is that all right with you, Ken Pat? I'm assuming it's going to be a big green tick. Yay, fantastic. Okay, right, then let's then quickly look at our roll call. Oh, sorry, try that one again. At our upcoming agenda, obviously we've got our Susanna Bennett interaction. I notice we're having more than Susanna, having a team. Have we got any of the, and Sebastian, okay, your hand's up because I think you're probably going to speak to it, but what I was about to say. Over to you, Sebastian.
Sebastian, I should speak. No, I wanted to talk about the status of draft, not regarding so on. I think it's important that we have something, not just for the board, but also for the team. My feeling is that if we have a clear new date, I hope that the engagement of the participant will be better ensured, because they will know that they have to deliver something in few days, few weeks. And it's why I think it's now becoming important to have this as a target, have a new target date to engage more. Thank you.
Noted, Sebastian. Thank you. We'll take that into account. Right, back to the matter of Susanna and her team. There was some talk of people wanting to make sure there was any background material or priming questions, etc., passed on to Susanna. At our last meeting, there hadn't been any received. I'm still happy to take any in advance of the meeting and send them along to Susanna, but I think we just need to let the land be what it is at this stage. She's a professional. I'm sure she'll wrangle any issues and questions she gets with great aplomb and effectiveness and efficiency. Pat, are you comfortable with that way forward now?
I am.
Okie dokie. In which case, it looks like a pretty bog standard agenda. But Bernie, did you just want to update us as to where you think we'll be in terms of progress through the final report and what we might be getting into in terms of sections and things?
Sure. Sebastian and I worked a bit together over the weekend, so I think we've got most of the nitty-gritty questions around the review's recommendation. We have some new proposals, which hopefully people will like. And then there remains two or three other little questions that we have to resolve. And I think that should be it for the review's recommendation. I have been working on the rationale for the review's recommendation. I'm almost finished that. But after we finish the review's recommendation, I guess since we're in reviews, we should probably take a shot at the rationale in Section 8, because that will be brand new text as opposed to everything else in there, which is old text we've had a look at. It's not short, so I'm imagining that between the review's recommendation and the rationale text should take up most of our meeting. If we have any leftover time, then we go back to the top of the document, Section 1, and start working our way through trying to close off sections. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that, Bernie. I think that helps us all know where we're likely to be headed. And of course, if the leaders on this team can keep that in their minds, that, you know, what our aim will be is to get that closure, for the want of a better word, and the rationale text developed more possible, at least on a first draft/read through, that will be an important landmark, because that's one of the major pieces that we still need to do. And then we'll be able to have a better idea on how long it will take us to track through the document from top to bottom in general terms after that. So that's all and good. Is there anything else anyone wants to raise about our agenda for Wednesday's meeting? Nope, just noting for the record that Jennifer has already passed on the questions that Sebastian sent from the email that occurred over the weekend. So thank you for that, Jennifer. That's terrific. Well, Pat, have you got anything else you want to raise before we do a... I assume there's no any other business call, and then confirm and fold?
Yeah, Cheryl, I don't have anything else that I wanted to raise.
Okie dokie. In which case, has anybody else got any other business? Excellent. This is what I like. I'm trying to beat one of Pat's records for the shortest leadership team meeting, but I think I've already failed looking at the clock. Never mind. I think he managed to get one faster than this. I try, Pat. I try. All right, then. So with that, let's call it a day after we listen to what we haven't confirmed and decided today. You know, let's close the loop.
Thank you. I just have one sort of action item, I guess, which was for Pat and Cheryl are going to send the draft note to the team ahead of Wednesday's meeting for discussion on the call, and that's regarding the timeline of the review going forward. We're not going to add it to the agenda, but hopefully it'll be ready for discussion under AOB, so I kind of have that in there. But nothing else. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. I'm not sure it's going to necessarily go out ahead of the call. We will do our best. We've both got a mutual document opening Google Docs at the moment, so give us time to dot the I's and cross the T's. In a perfect world, it'll have been distributed, but
I'll just say you'll work on it ahead of the call then.
Exactly. That sounds much safer. Thank you, Jennifer.
No worries.
I'd rather exceed the expectations
exactly.
and fail to meet them.
Exactly. Got it. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right. Well, in that case, and darn it all, I can't beat his record. Looks like, Brenda, we can wrap this and that'll mean Pat and I've got a few more minutes in our lives to get back to this letter. All right, then. Thank you, everybody. And we can stop the recording. Thank you, Brenda. And we'll talk to you all on Wednesday. Bye for now.
Thank you all. Bye.